like this, like I am him, and he becomes dark. Anyone avails you, you become swan. If the body is not right. He should control his anger. Anger is the root of all conflict. If there is no harmony between husband and wife, son and daughter, son and father, father and son, mother and son, among brothers, there is no harmony. And always quarreling and always angry, that family will be finished. And that is why in Eastern countries, we see a lady is not happy with their husband and they change views. Husband is not happy with his wife and change him. One, two, three times, four times. Never happy. Then she wants and he wants to marry. So this classes of person never will be happy in their life. We'll have to control our anger. It is the root of all. Why anger comes? What is the root of anger?
Desire.
So many desires, worldly desires. And if these worldly desires are not fulfilled, then anger comes and destroys all. So we should try to minimize our all worldly desires and requirements. Only require and our desire is to serve a personality of God. And then it will save you and you may be happy. And then so go give away. Also, don't go towards testing delicious food. And if you will take delicious so much food, then you must be what? Lusty. And so many kinds of disease will come. In India, there was a commander who was very fond of fishes. He went to Japan and he went to five-star hotel inn and he ordered delicious fish plate. And he took it and when he was cooking the bones of that fish was here and he could not take it out or inside and he did that. So we should be careful for this. Also, meat means, I told you, M-E-A-T, make it two divisions, M-E and then E-A-T, eat me and I will eat you. Now you are eating fleshes and eggs and all these things. They will eat, they will be tigers, bears, men or anything and you will be fish and then they will eat you. That must be a reaction. So as we will take what kinds of place, your mind will be light. So we should not take all this. And don't eat so much. If you are taking so much, then idleness will come. Sleepiness will come. And you cannot do anything. You will be lazy, crazy, and so many diseases will come. So we should, in fact, we should try to control all these things. Those who can control this, he can control whole world. Not by beaten, dangerous bumps and all these things. How? By his teaching, by his sweet behavior, and by serving Krishna. So we should try to practice these things. Apne jivan mein ek acharan karna chahiye. Try to.
we should put these things into practice in
into
our
practice.
Daily life.
Then easily you can, then practice of this love and devotion is very easy. So we should know and practice. Then you will see that it will help so much. And then the seed of love and devotion will go up. Gaur Pramana.
Hare
Hare Om. Ekta Maham.